You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, and you better believe we are going to be baseball heavy today against pretty much all odds. LSU, out of the loser's bracket, comes back, beats Oregon on Sunday to force the decisive game 7 of the regional, LSU's 5th game of the regional, and the Tigers emerge victorious, 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th, and LSU beats Oregon 9-8 to advance to the super regional round against Tennessee. We will recap the game and look ahead. Here was Paul Maneri on his team punching their ticket to the super regional round.
Jordan ended up coming through with the big hit, and obviously that run ended up being huge because they rallied and scored a run. What can you say about Landon Marceau coming in out of the bullpen and saving the game for us? It was just an awesome victory for our team one for the ages for us to be able to come out of the, after losing the first game, and come back and win a 4 straight and win in this regional championship.
So Paul Maneri's retirement delayed for at least another week. We do know that LSU will play Tennessee Saturday, Sunday, Monday, with game 1 Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central, but we'll get there. Let's recap the game a little bit. Tigers got off to a really good start. Mikhail Hilliard got the ball, gave the Tigers an inning. He did walk a batter, but just faced 4 and basically got LSU off to that good start. And then the Tigers in the bottom of the first, Gavin Dugas did what he has done for pretty much this entire postseason. He homered straightaway center. LSU had a 2-1 lead, but it would be short-lived. Paul Maneri would then begin the parade of relievers. Some people wondered why pull Mikhail so quickly. I think it's important to note that Mikhail Hilliard, after throwing 65 pitches, was on just one day rest. So maybe this would have been sort of like a flat ground day for him, just to get his arm kind of warm and throwing a little bit. You're not going to go extend him, especially if he's not comfortable doing more than that. Basically, you had to piece this together, and you were able to get an inning from Mikhail. So if really you're at that point where that's what he felt like he could give and you felt responsibly like that's what you could get from him, perfect. Hand it off to the next guy. And we know Paul Maneri does this in midweek games. He pieces together 5, 6, 7, 8 pitchers in midweek games, so this was not anything foreign. Ty Floyd came up next, and that was the problem because Floyd was a guy throwing really nothing but fastballs, and Oregon was ready for him. They touched him up for 2 runs, and then LSU would hand the ball over to Michael Fowler in the third, and they would touch Fowler for a couple of runs in the third and then another run in the fourth. So Fowler gave up 3 runs, and just like that, LSU found itself down 5-2, and things were not looking so great. And then in the fourth inning, LSU put together a rally. Gavin Dugas homered again. Drew Bianco got on base, advanced to third, and then scored on a wild pitch to bring LSU 1 run closer. And then in the sixth, Bianco would homer to left center and score Kay Doty on the home run as well, and LSU would go back in front. That was the point in the game where I felt like LSU had this under control. Paul Maneri handed the ball to Will Helmers, and remember, Maneri throughout the course of this season has said that he didn't think Helmers, while good in the midweek, was capable of getting outs on weekend series. Will Helmers had not pitched in a conference game since the Ole Miss series. Let that sink in. He'd pitched in all the midweek games, but Maneri didn't trust him to get outs in the weekend series. This was a situation where they needed somebody to get them out. So the fact that Will Helmers threw up a couple of goose eggs, got you 6 outs, Maneri at that point, I'm sure, felt like he stole 6 outs with Will Helmers. LSU regained the lead. And from that point, the plan was going to be Edwards for an inning, Marceau for an inning, Fontenot for an inning. I'm sure that's what Paul Maneri was thinking. So they hand the ball off to Garrett Edwards and with a lead. And Garrett Edwards gives up the home run. Now, the runner was on base because of Jordan Thompson's error, so maybe Garrett Edwards would have been able to get through that, but in any event, it's what it is, and you found yourself trailing again. And in comes Landon Marceau. Look, y'all, Landon Marceau is a guy who passed on seven figures out of Destrehan to come to LSU. Until this season, obviously his freshman year didn't go like many hoped it would, and then last year was cut short by COVID. And this year, he was going to be the number two behind Jaden Hill. Hill's injury forced Marceau to elevate his game, and he has done it. Marceau, before last night, was just 6-6 on the season, which is he's just a tough luck loser. I mean, an ERA at 2.44 with a 6-6 record, it just doesn't happen. That's because he was a tough luck loser, didn't get great run support, but that's the way it went for Landon Marceau. And last night, he got a win in relief, improbably. But Marceau came in, he got that final out of the seventh inning, and then held it down in the eighth and the ninth while LSU rallied. And I want to talk a little bit about that rally. But really, major kudos to Landon Marceau, because he is playing his final season in Baton Rouge. And what's happening right now for him, that performance coming out of the bullpen, is potentially a career-defining performance for Landon Marceau. You have to have moments like that in the postseason. Marceau, on just a couple of days' rest, I was told he was begging for the baseball pregame, and his bullpen was supposed to be today, Tuesday. So normally you throw 30 to 50 pitches on your bullpen day. He went out a day early and gave you 46 high-effort pitches and got you this win. So major kudos to Landon Marceau for doing what his team needed to get a win and advance into the Super Regional round. But the final rally for LSU in the eighth inning, let's walk through kind of how it all materialized. Great at-bat by Gavin Dugas to draw a full-count walk to start the inning. And then Cade Doty, who had some struggles in this regional, comes up with the big double. So now you've got second and third with nobody out. And Drew Bianco struck out. And Bianco has been so good for this team during this regional and during this run, but that was a disappointing AB. But now comes Cade Beloso, who struck out a couple of times already, and he did exactly what you needed. He got the ball on the ground to the right side of the infield. Gavin Dugas scored. There was a play at the plate. They reviewed it, but Dugas was safe. And then one of the more improbable ways that you could ever tie up a ball game with a runner on third, a balk scores the tying run. Heads-up play by Paul Maneri to pinch run for Cade Beloso. Will Safford goes in. Jordan Thompson comes up with the big single to center. Safford, of course, is able to score. And LSU at that point has a two-run lead for a little bit of insurance. So LSU ends up 9-7, and Marceau would close it out in the ninth. An amazing game that saw five lead changes, a great college baseball game, and LSU is moving on into the Super Regional round. I also want to talk about the all-tournament team coming up here just a quick second. Let me remind you first, though, about Rock Auto and rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. You can find them, at rockauto.com. All makes and models. The website is super easy to use. Go to rockauto.com. On the left side, you will see every single make that you could ever imagine. The search bar at the top of the page, you can type in the part if you know what you're looking for. Super easy to use in any part you could look for. Why go stand in line at the big box store? Why get out of your house? Just go to rockauto.com from your desktop or your mobile. Order the part you need at a discount. Have it delivered directly to your door. It's rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. It's rockauto.com. And be sure in the "How did you hear about us" box at checkout, you write "Locked On" so they know that we sent you. I am going to get into the alternative team in a second. Also, been so thrilled by the response we've gotten from Lucy. Lucy Nicotine, as I've been telling you, company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better, cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Great flavors like wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate, cherry ice, citrus, mint. They've got the gum and the lozenges. They are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy right now. Convenient and discreet. You can enjoy Lucy on flights, at work, on the go, even in the gym. It's 2021. Ditch the cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out that dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges, and we're helping you save. Use the code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE. One word, LockedOnCollege at lucy.co and get 20% off all products on your first order, including the gum and lozenges. Right now, lucy.co, that's L-U-C-Y, lucy.co. Use the promo code LockedOnCollege to get 20% off. And I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co. Be sure to use that promo code LockedOnCollege.
He's just done that all year for us. The final weekend at Texas A&M, he had big home runs. I mean, throughout the year, he's done it. We don't win this regional tournament without what Gavin Dugas does for us. So, you know, that's what happens in the big ball games. You expect your best players to step up for you, and that's what he did for us this weekend.
Paul Mineri talking about Gavin Dugas, who was named the regionals, the Eugene regionals' most outstanding player, but he wasn't the only player honored. Zach Arnold, of course, who improbably, after having not played much over the final month after Drew Bianco had been inserted at second base, Zach Arnold on the all-tournament team. Dylan Cruz, who is magnificent, mashed three homers in the regional, also on the all-tournament team. Javon Coleman and A.J. Labus. That goes to show you just how impactful those performances were when Landon Marceau, who of course lost the game but was a tough luck loser against Gonzaga, came out of the bullpen and gave LSU what they needed to get the win on Monday night. It's Coleman and Labus that make the all-tournament team, and you have to feel great for those two guys at complete polar opposite ends of their career. Labus, who is a fourth-year junior, could be playing his final season in the purple and gold. Javon Coleman, really his breakout performance of his young career so far with the six innings he gave LSU on Sunday against Oregon to help propel them into the winner-take-all game. What an absolutely amazing performance by those guys and so many others. But what just transpired in Eugene, again, is why you love June baseball. It's why you want LSU in the postseason. It's why I continue to remind you about 2019 Auburn, which was 14-16 in the conference and went all the way to Omaha, or 2018 Mississippi State, which went all the way to the championship series despite being 500 in conference play. Look at Florida State, the Florida State team that came to Baton Rouge in 2019 in the Super Regional round with Mike Martin on his farewell tour. That Florida State team barely got into the field. They were a bubble team that barely got into the field. They went on the road and won a regional. They came to Baton Rouge and upset LSU in the Super Regional round and took Mike Martin to Omaha in his final season. So it's why you play. I know it's cliche with Herm Edwards, it's why you play the game, but you know, in the contrast is, you know, in football, if Toledo plays Alabama, it's 100 times out of 100 going to go Alabama's way. You're talking about a physicality and a different level of the game. In baseball, it just doesn't happen that way. It's why, if you love this game, it's why you love this game, because on any given day, it's a brand new day, and anybody can beat anybody, and whoever has the ball on the mound can dictate outcomes to such great degrees. It's a magnificent game, and it's why you just needed to punch your ticket into the field, where a team like Fresno State can be the last team in the field in 2008 and win the national championship. Those things do happen. On the flip side of it, look at Florida. Florida was 17-13 in the conference, and they got skunked in two games at their own ballpark in their home regional. It's just one of those things where you've got to go out and play the games and see who can create legacy for themselves in the postseason. And LSU, as a program, has done that for almost 40 years now, since Skip Bertman first showed up in 1984. And if you want another little bit of history, consider this. LSU has not won a true road postseason tournament since 1989. That infamous, or that famous around here, 1989 College Station Regional, where Texas A&M had only lost four games all season, and LSU went and beat the Aggies twice in one day to advance to the College World Series. That was the last time that LSU had won a true road postseason tournament. Of course, they've won in Omaha, and of course, they've won in Hoover, but when you look at the regional and super regional round, LSU, the 2010 regional, lost at UCLA. The 2018 regional, they lost in Corvallis. Look at the super regional round. 1999, lost at Alabama. 2001 lost at Tulane. 2002 lost at Rice. LSU had not won a road regional or super regional since 1989. 32 years since that had transpired. So there are so many LSU fans that saw, for in the history of this program, that saw for the first time LSU go on the road and win in the postseason. So an incredible night. Congrats to all the Tigers that grew up a ton and put this team in position to win two games to send Palmieri back to Omaha for the sixth time, and this in his final season in Baton Rouge. We will talk a little bit about that Super Regional here in just a moment. As you know, I'm very excited about it. But we are brought to you by Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com, best-tasting protein bar in the world. If you walk up to my office on the fourth floor here at the Guarantee Building and open my desk drawer, top left, you will see a Built Bar in that desk. Because every day I bring a Built Bar to work with me, because about 2:30, right before I'm about to start my afternoon drive radio show, I eat a Built Bar. That gives me the energy that I need to get through a three-hour radio show. It's a great afternoon snack. Maybe you need a healthy meal replacement. Maybe you just want a delicious treat that's good for you. That's Built Bar. 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories. Go to the website, BuiltBar.com, BuiltBar.com. You can do the side-by-side nutrition facts comparison of Built Bar and every other protein bar that you thought was good for you. BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com. Make sure you use the code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, at BuiltBar.com. LOCKED15 to save 15% off your first order at BuiltBar.com. So it's on to the Super Regional round for LSU, and they will face a familiar foe. LSU will go back to Knoxville, where they were earlier this year against the Vols, and where LSU was swept. But I'm going to be very, very transparent. I want this rematch. I want this rematch. I've wanted it since that series. That series was sort of a fulcrum moment in this season. LSU lost 2 out of 3 to open conference play against Mississippi State, but we were still at a point where we felt like, okay, State was ranked number 2 in the country. LSU was young. They can still do this. It was a disappointing start, but you knew there were opportunities. And then LSU went to Knoxville. And if you remember, they changed up the rotation. Marceau started the Friday night game, and story of the season, was a tough luck loser 3-1. Chad Dallas, the Friday night guy from Tennessee, struck out 11 LSU Tigers that day, and I'm here to tell you that was a career high for Chad Dallas, and he is not a dominant Friday night guy. He is a exceptionally good college pitcher, don't misunderstand me, but Chad Dallas is not Kumar Rocker, he's not Christian McLeod, he's not Doug Nikhazy. LSU can hit Chad Dallas, and with this lineup having grown up a little bit more, I like their opportunity to have some success. They came back in game 2, and it was a tough start for Jaden Hill, but Mikhail Hilliard came in relief and pitched exceptionally well over 3 innings, and LSU was leading that game in the 9th inning when it was suspended by rain. And they came back on Sunday, and Tennessee tied it in the 9th. It was suspended in the 9th, by the way. Due to rain, Tennessee came back after the delay the next day, tied it in the 9th, won it in the 11th on a walk-off homer by Gilbert, and they won that game 9-8. LSU had to turn around 30 minutes later and play a 7-inning game against Tennessee when they were absolutely flat on the mat after giving up that lead, and they got walked off again. It was a 7-inning game, but it went to extras into the 8th. They got walked off again. That is a series that, if the ball bounces left instead of right, if you're not dodging raindrops, uncontrolled variables, LSU could have won that series. Now, I know Tennessee has been playing magnificent baseball of late. They won the SEC East. They have a fantastic team, and I'm not diminishing them at all. What I'm saying is LSU can go on the road and win this series. Now, you better believe this as well. You better believe that Tennessee's fans are going to be loud and raucous and raunchy. If you don't remember this, after that Tennessee series back in March, Palmieri later that week said this.
Listen, even though there wasn't a huge, huge crowd at Tennessee, it was an extremely hostile environment.
Yeah.
They were nasty. You could hear it. Nasty.
You could hear it over the TV.
I mean, they were into Trey Morgan's head. I mean, they were on him from the day, from the moment he walked onto that field. And, you know, I mean, it was a difficult situation with the umpiring. There were a lot of calls that went against, you know, kids, and they were having to deal with that. There was, the other team was, you know, was, you know, not handling things with a lot of class, quite frankly. And, you know, it was an environment that those kids had been in for the very first time, and it was very difficult.
I know for a fact Tennessee fans have not forgotten those comments, and they will, with a trip to Omaha on the line, they will magnify that. They will crank up the decibels even further, and those comments will be played all week in Knoxville. The difference is now Trey Morgan's been in those environments. LSU's freshmen have grown up. LSU's a team playing with a ton of confidence right now. Again, I'm not telling you LSU is going on the road to win this series, but what I am, is going to win the series. What I'm telling you is LSU, if you just look and go, man, LSU got swept in Knoxville earlier this year, that ain't the whole story, and I am anxious to watch the rematch this weekend with a trip to Omaha on the line. You know we'll be talking about it plenty for the rest of this week. Game one is Saturday at 6 p.m., so thankfully LSU will have an extra day's rest. We are going to talk about pitching plans and things like that as we move through the rest of this week. Remember, Locked On Today podcast, where do the Bucks go from here? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, please subscribe to us here, Locked On LSU, wherever you get your podcast. Tigers are moving on. We'll be talking about it all week right here, Locked On LSU, your team every day.